All rolling right. In the deep.
Since OC told me I'm a rapper, let me is turn my mic up, son. Turn it up. Hey, yo. Hey.
What is that?
And you played it to the deep.
It's Adele.
Oh, Adele.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You don't know the song?
Yeah, of course.
How does the song go? Because I just know the melody.
Rolling
in the
deep. Rolling in the deep.
Did she say,
Is that how she? Is that, she did something recently on Instagram or something like where you answer questions like people send you, and she was just making these faces. It was hilarious.
Let me tell you something. She said some ridiculous stuff the other day.
She did?
Oh my goodness!
Is that what it was?
Ridiculous.
Oh, okay. See,
ridiculous.
I didn't know what she said.
What are you talking about?
I don't even know what she said.
She said. She lives in L.A. because she can't afford London prices.
London is expensive. It's expensive, OC. And the currency exchange. I mean, it's
Jason.
The pound is more than the dollar, bro.
Jason. She said it with a straight face, too, which is what threw me for a loop.
You don't agree. I totally agree that it's cheaper in L.A. Not first of all, because I don't even have a first of all, but it's cheaper.
Do you...
Okay. L.A.
Okay, now, I know. I talk a lot of trash, right? A lot of hyperbole, right? Fact of the matter is, I'm really not that rich, right? I have a house in London.
That's a lie.
I have a house here,
that's
right?
A lie.
I have a crib here, J. Bell.
That is a lie.
Adele,
he's not that rich. He lying
Adele,
to all of us.
Adele is worth 100 times.
I don't. You don't know that.
Well, maybe not 100.
Yeah, you don't know that.
Okay, let's say 1.5 times.
But you don't know
she's
what she.
1.5 times.
Where?
I'm not that rich. She only has 1.5 times.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding, man. But she could 100% afford a
man,
crib
the cost of
in
living.
London. Come on.
Man, it's expensive out here, bro. I'm from LA, and I could easily turn on the faucet much easier than I am out here.
I saw she has three properties
okay.
Right next to each other, mansions in L.A.
Oh, she
boom,
does?
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Talking about she can't afford to live
in
London.
Well, she couldn't have three mansions.
Good. That's what she should have said. That's exactly what she should have said.
Oh, okay.
I can't have three mansions next to each other
Got
in
it.
London, right?
Yeah.
Who wants to live like that, first of all?
She does.
Right. And this is why I say she's ridiculous.
She left out the mansions
part.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Three mansions
cool.
Right next to each other.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Living in three houses.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, she might get bored of one and
want
to go
to the other one, right?
Yeah. And she can do
she
that
can't
in LA.
In London.
Not like that.
Got
not
you.
Living like that. Nuh-uh. No chance. You
got
know,
you.
It's like London's like New York City, man. You know, that's how I look at it. That being said, man, welcome.
Why are you Nigerians living like that in London? Surprisingly.
Ooh, yeah. I guarantee that, my friend. And you probably know him, and I probably met him with you and didn't know that.
He's walking around like regular people.
Just walking around with some sliders on.
Incredible.
Welcome to the Jason and OC podcast, the two times, the J Bell and two time podcast.
I like that.
Shout out to everybody who we saw at the game. When they came up to us, they all gave a lot of love to OC's nickname. Two time. I love it. And thank everybody that came up, said anything to us. Or if you didn't and you just looked at us, we appreciate it. Man, we had a good time.
You know what made me so happy about that game?
Tell me.
The thing that made me happiest about that game.
I'm here.
Was I got a chance to see my hero, Mama Belle.
Oh,
I saw Mama Belle.
Mama
J Belle was in town.
She's in town. And
shout out to Mama Belle.
Oh, man, she's at the crib right now, and you know she'll be the first one listening to the podcast. She only likes OC's opinions and wishes I was more like him, but she stuck with me, so it's all good. We did see a kid, a young guy.
Yep.
He was young, and he came up to us, and he was like, I love the podcast. And OC and I looked at him, each other, and was like, "Whoo, we might need to tone down some of these conversations." I looked at his parents? And I was like, I'm sorry. But... We keep it cool and keep it educational. And now that we know he's listening, you know I'm talking to you, my man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Give you the pound. We'll keep it tight.
You gotta commend a kid.
Yes.
Legitimately a kid.
He was a kid.
Who listens to our podcast. Like
I want this kid to hit us up or his parents on social media so we can praise him.
No, this kid is legitimately going to be probably prime minister.
Yeah, I think you're right.
No. Think about it. He's on the next level. Just think about it. Think about it for a second. This is a legitimate kid.
Yes.
Couldn't have been 10, maybe? Yeah. 9?
Yeah. Scratching.
Right?
Yeah.
Listening
yeah.
to a podcast where they're talking about the NFL and they're also talking about reparations.
Right. And watching me sweat right. at the same time trying to answer that.
Right. And telling you he loves the podcast.
Yes. Means a lot, doesn't it? It does.
Think about the level of...
He's going to be very open-minded.
Thank you.
Very open-minded.
I love it.
I do too, man. Yeah. That really shook us to the core.
I wish I could have been like that when I was a kid.
I know, man. I would have been such a better person and such a better friend.
You're a pretty good guy now, though,
I mean,
Jason.
It took a long time.
Yeah.
It took a long time. I'm still working. I'm still, you know, my child helped that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I was a kid listening to a podcast like this, I for sure wouldn't be here. I would be in open rebellion. against several governments. several governments at the same time. I would be in open rebellion, Jason.
Flag held high.
Open rebellion. I'd be like, there's just no way. There's no way this is going to stand.
Why did you say against several governments?
Several governments.
Jeez. This is the way to start
this
the
guy
podcast.
Is in Nigeria, he's in Angola, he's yeah. in China.
Yeah, like, yeah. What right
is,
now.
Yeah. This, what is he doing?
Just yesterday. Who's financing these trips?
Waving the flag like yeah. this.
He is front line too, every rebellion. How is this man coming out unscathed? Anyways, we need to follow him.
Mm.
That's how you become a superhero, to be honest. Yeah. Also, there's a cool place we were yesterday.
Yes.
The International Player Pathway Combine. Let me give you some details on that okay. for those that don't know.
Give them a little something, Jay.
43 athletes from around the world.
Yep.
At Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And most important, three of those players, which I looked at up close and made me want to be an agent,
yep.
were from the Uprise Academy. Yep. Now, if you don't know about the Uprise Academy, let me tell you about the Uprise Academy.
Give it to him, Jay.
The Uprise Academy was the brainchild of a Nigerian man yep. who has lived internationally who happened to win two Super Bowls.
Two-time.
And the Uprise Academy is in different locations in Africa finding the best talent in Africa to give them an opportunity to continue their education
yep.
for some at universities around the world that play football.
Yep.
And... or get involved in the Player Pathway program, which puts them in the NFL. Yep. Am I right? Did I miss anything?
Okay. You did not miss anything whatsoever, Jason. It was, I got to be honest with you, just seeing those men there yesterday in that environment, right? It was surreal.
It was.
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Because I remember when the thought came to my head. You remember it.
Yeah.
Well, you remember because I tell you.
Yeah.
A thought
and you called me. You called me when right. it was go time.
Right. And to now see them, tremendous people, tremendous individuals, high level, you know, talents, have this opportunity, right, to showcase themselves. And they were walking around. I remember they made a video. They were like, you know, we're here, we're, you know, we're on the big stage, and they were like, this is possible. They were just encouraging people, and there's so many people like that in Africa, right? So many people like that without these opportunities. No hope. No chance. And then now you see this, you see this pathway, right? And it just gives you just that extra motivation that you need, and it really was incredible to see it yesterday.
I don't know if you mentioned this on the last podcast or this was a conversation we had. Probably was a conversation we had, and I'd like you to tell a story, if you could, or if you feel like you should share it. On, I think it was two of the players.
Yep.
Might have been more, less about how this came to be.
Yeah.
How the whole workout and the last time they weren't going to come.
Yeah,
can you tell this story?
Yeah,
because this moved me.
Right, they weren't. They, you know, they have had, you know, one of them, just based on his sheer athleticism, had an offer to Ohio State. The other one didn't have any offers, but he had people looking at him. Just like 6'8", 6'9", one of them 6'7". Just, you know, they look the part, right?
Yes, they do.
And so, you know, the one that had the offer to Ohio State, he went and he had to gather all the money to try to apply for a visa. You're talking about like $300 at the time, which is probably what his family would make in 2 years.
Right.
I'm not exaggerating.
Yes.
2 years is what. And they had to go sell things and they had to go do a bunch of things to raise that money for him to apply for the visa because, you know, the school can't do it. You know,
right.
The school isn't allowed to do it, right? And so they raised the money, sold all their stuff, and then they got denied,
yes.
Right? So this has happened to these people on numerous occasions. They're walking around. I'm talking about freak athletes,
yeah.
Freak talents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've lost hope because they've been disappointed so many times by so many people. And this one guy, the Haggai, who I think is going to be a very high level player, mm-hmm. I believe so. He told me that, you know, when he saw my invites, mm-hmm. you know, that we sent out, he told me he was like, this was his last chance with sports.
Mm.
Like he was never going to try anything sport related again after this because he had been going through, he'd been fighting, he'd been, you know, training, you know, thinking about football, thinking about doing things with American football where there's no infrastructure, there's no nothing in place for them to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have this big guy who just has a belief that something is going to happen with literally no way of making it happen, right? He's just there. So when he saw this invite, he was like, you know what? I'm going to find my way to this camp, right? I'm going to, you know, he asked his father to give him the money that his father didn't have, gave him the money, traveled to the camp, and he was like, this is my last shot. And he just so happened to catch my eye at that camp, right? And the amount of stories like that, he told me that there was two guys that he knew of, one of them who was bigger, stronger, and faster than him. And that's saying a lot once you
right.
see how I got, oh, right?
Oh, this guy's unbelievable.
Yeah. The other guy, they call the guy Zeus. That's
okay.
what they call him, Zeus.
There's your answer.
Right.
Yep.
And he, when he heard about the camp, he was like, nah, this, nothing's going to come from
yeah.
this. You know
nothing
how this
ever happens.
Nothing ever happens.
Right.
So I'm not going to show up.
Right.
Didn't show up. He showed up. Boom.
There.
Next thing you know, he's here.
Look where he was yesterday.
He's in London.
Yeah.
Working out for the International Combine. Going on the International Player Pathway. He's going to be in America next year.
Dang, man.
You know? And Jason, it's hard for me to explain to people, and it's hard for me to explain to anybody listening. And I'm not talking about like I don't want anybody to feel sorry, right?
No.
But you can't imagine where these people are coming from.
Yeah.
You can't even imagine it.
Right.
You can't even imagine it.
No.
I'm not talking
I
about
know
you.
I can't.
You can't imagine it,
no.
right?
Yeah.
And the circumstances that they're living under, and the things that they're having to go through on a daily basis, and then all of a sudden, you have this opportunity, and there is literally hundreds of thousands of them. Hundreds of thousands of them. Just waiting for a chance.
And do you think because of that mentality, we know everything in life is competitive, just not sports. Anything you want to do is competitive. It just gives you this extra edge
yeah.
where you just don't quit.
Can't.
I don't think you can.
What is their alternative? Right?
They're really it. I mean,
right.
yeah.
Right. What is the alternative? So
not that opportunity. Not what the opportunity can provide.
So now you're stuck between this.
Yeah.
Or literally nothing. I'm not talking about the projects.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't even have that.
Right.
I'm not talking about government cheese and nothing. Food
yeah.
stamps.
No.
You don't even have that to fall back on, right?
Yeah.
So
you're talking next level.
It's a completely different
yeah.
mentality. You give these guys an opportunity, Jason, well, you'll see.
Yep. And, you know, it's as you discuss this and you talk about it and you tell me stories, and it becomes so apparent of the change you are creating and providing. Like, it isn't about playing in the NFL.
No.
It's about the opportunities that this process provides.
Opportunity.
The process provides so many opportunities. It has so many branches. And these individuals that are surrounded by this can go and impact where they're from. It changes everything.
Jay, okay, we have that camp, right?
Mm.
And now we've seen people not even make it to the NFL. Mm-hmm. They just made it overseas.
Yes, right.
Right?
Right.
Literally, they just made it overseas.
Right, right.
Right?
Yep.
What this has done, right?
Jeez.
Bro, what this has done, just that little video that the kids made, we're like, here, we're here, okay. We're in London. What this has done, it's hard to fathom, because I'm talking about real, real hopelessness. And all they do is they see that, they're like, oh, okay, it's a possibility.
Mm.
It's a 0.00001% chance.
Mm-hmm.
Where before it was just zero, right?
Mm.
It's a 0.00. And Jason, I have people now. I'm talking about grinding, sending me messages. The people who came to my bank, sending me videos.
Ready.
They're like, listen, just the fact you provided this opportunity. It's just international combine, bro. That's it. That's it. There's nothing else. Just that.
I want to. This is so important. I want to segue out of this. It's
yep.
so important. But we wing it on this podcast.
Yep.
We have a thought of mm-hmm. what interests us, but we wing it. And I'm listening to you.
Mm.
And I have been privy to a lot of this. Seen it. I have watched it. OC has poured so much of his personal money in this before anything got started. Years of just trying, throwing money at it. Let's give this a chance. Let's give that a chance. I'm trying to give my people a chance. And as you said this, I thought of one word, and it was legacy. And I thought, you have your legacy on the field. You have your legacy with people you play with, friends, people you've touched. All that. There's a legacy. There's something that you provided. But this next part of your story and the legacy you can provide, I think it can hurdle all of that.
Yeah.
I think what you have done by just sheer force could literally supersede and overshadow all these other things.
Yeah.
It has that kind of strength.
Yeah.
And I say that because this. It's very important, and you protect that. And you protect that by what you do and what you don't do. And what we've seen in the NFL
mm-hmm.
is somebody's legacy turn
yeah.
in an instant.
Yeah.
Done. Everything before this point is almost forgotten.
Yeah.
Right?
100%.
And we're talking about, for those that don't know, John Gruden, former head coach, Las Vegas Raiders, coached at several other teams. And I'll give you a quick synopsis of what happened. There was past emails when he wasn't employed by the NFL. And these emails, several of them, included racist and homophobic comments. Right?
100%. Misogynistic, all of that.
All that, okay? He resigned from the Raiders. Because he was probably going to get fired. And I just found out, I believe, I'm going to fact check this, he was removed from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Ring of Honor, where he won a Super Bowl. Legacy.
Finished.
Now, that isn't what I was trying to focus on.
I like the segue, though.
But when you were talking to me, and I'm thinking about, my gosh, the things you're doing, right? And, you know, I'm just thinking about your two sons literally like looking like, whoa, you know. And now you got someone, because they were behaving like themselves,
yeah,
being themselves.
Yeah.
Let's dive into that, though.
Yeah.
Let's dive into this because it our listeners, viewers, all that, they expect us to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
They expect us to have an opinion, and I want to hear what you think, bro.
Yeah. Okay. Let me be very honest.
Yeah.
When the first comments came out,
mm-hmm.
I defended Gruden.
But why?
Right. When the first comments
yes,
came out,
yes.
When they were like, he called DeMaurice Smith dumb and all that type of stuff, I was like, listen, I've been around Gruden before,
mm-hmm.
right? As a person, I know people who know him. We know his former players who played for him. A lot of
they
people,
defended him.
They defended him.
Coaches defended
coaches
him.
Defended
Hall
him.
Of Fame
Hall of
coaches.
Fame coaches defended him. A lot of people defended him, right? Because that just wasn't the Gruden that we knew, right?
Yeah.
And his actions didn't suggest that he was racist. Now, when the other shoe dropped.
Hard.
What he said was indefensible. There's two ways you can look at this, right? And I know that without a shadow of a doubt, I've said things to my friends
mm-hmm.
that if it came out publicly, I wouldn't be proud of,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we all have. I think
mm-hmm.
everybody can say that we've said things that maybe we wouldn't be proud of, right?
Yes. Yeah, very true.
And so you can look at it that way.
Yep.
But the other way you can look at it is we don't even talk like that.
No. That's the first thing you said. I hate to bring it up, our private conversations. The first thing you said was, J-Bell, we would never talk like that.
We would never talk like that.
Never.
So this whole, it's football culture and it's locker room talk. I'm like, which locker room are you talking about?
Right, because I've been in
there for 25 years.
Grew up in it.
Which culture, which football culture is it that this is discussed and this is just banter and this is just par for the course? Right. It doesn't exist. Yeah. Forget about that.
Because he attacked everybody.
Forget about that. Forget that. Just erase that from your vocabulary. Yes, we might be men, right? Yes, we might discuss things that might be unseemly, but we do not go into that. We don't do that.
No.
We've
just
never
no place
done
for
that.
Never. I never.
Never done that.
Never.
So, you know, where I stand on it is what has happened to him. You could say this is 11 years ago and it was his private. No, because as bad as some of the things that we might have thought are, as bad as some of the things that we might have said are, we have never been there. You know, like as I was reading it, I was like, who talks like this?
Just like
who talks like this?
I just feel like sending this email and getting this off my chest because I really believe this. Because
what?
When to write it like that, you know, there's a process from my brain to the paper.
Yeah.
You know, like,
you're this, he's this, he's that. I want this guy. What?
Yeah, like, really?
What are you talking about?
Like, you got time to do that?
What are you talking about, man?
Yeah.
Crazy.
You make some, you're right about the locker room. And that's the first thing you said to me. And when you look at this, right, let's look at any organization, OC. Any huge organization. We always talk about leadership, culture. The NFL has made a stance on racism, on any kind of discrimination. They've made the stance. You see it on the back of our helmets.
Yep.
Right? That is fact. Right? No place for it. And there's stuff I'm going to talk on our show about, but I just want people to look at the legacy of the Raiders. You look at the legacy of their owner, Al Davis.
Mm.
He was the first person to hire a black head coach, have a woman, the first high-level woman in the organization, first black GM, first head coach that was Mexican-American in the Hall of Fame. I mean, they have been at the forefront of diversity.
The whole time.
Inclusion. The whole time.
The whole time.
They
didn't just start this a couple of years ago.
The whole time, bro. You look at those stands. That's why those people, the passion those fans have, right?
Yep.
The Raiders game, it is active. Cool. That's a fact. But let's talk about what I'm going to talk about what I know. And that's when it comes to any kind of organization, especially something like the NFL, where leadership comes, it flows down.
Yep.
It flows down. Similar to the military, right? You have one voice.
Yep.
The respect that person demands is high. He has to. You have to respect them. Nobody tells you to be a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody tells you to be a leader. Nobody says, hey, OC, this isn't your choice, but you're going to be a leader.
Yeah.
No, people want that. They go for that. Mm-hmm. That's why they from a career standpoint, they try to get to that situation. It's just amazing that somebody who led and that has been in that position or got to be in that position thinks like that.
Yeah.
That even if you did, at some point, being in the NFL, being around
That's
all these different people, you think you would figure that out.
Yeah.
That is where I'm like, how? But it also makes me think when I look at out in the world and I think, and we have these discussions and we're like, how do you still think like this? How do you still? Well, there it is.
Yeah.
It can be hidden in plain sight. Now, the fact that it's hidden in plain sight, up for discussion. Not forever, though.
It's crazy. Absolute craziness. Absolute craziness. So many things can be forgiven. So many, you know, like moral mishaps that we make. You'd be like, okay.
We don't throw stones.
But this... They will never forgive him.
Legacy.
They will never forgive him. Never.
Gone.
Done.
It's all
a lesson.
I feel sad for all the players that thought differently.
Yeah.
Right? You like, I ride with it. Just didn't know.
But in all fairness, I think that there's a lesson here.
It's a huge lesson.
Yeah. There's a lesson. And the world will be a better place because of this.
You spot on, OC.
It'll be a better place because of this.
This response tells you that.
Yeah.
This response tells you it'll be a better place.
Mm-hmm.
Because change happens by force, whatever that force is. And this is going to force change. People are going to rethink a lot of ways they conduct their business.
Yep.
Because legacy, gone. That being said.
Chucky, man, that's so sad.
And I don't wish this on nobody, OC.
That's so sad. You know, the other part of
that's
this.
That's why I'm so.
Yeah, the other part of this, Jason, is, you know, and this is something that I think we forget, right? I think we forget this. And, He's a human being,
yeah,
you know.
We all are.
He's a person.
And we all make mistakes.
You know?
We all make mistakes.
He's a person. And it's like now he's a villain, right? And we're like, John this and John that. The whole world has turned against him, right?
Yeah.
And he deserves quite a bit of it. But at the end of the day, when you think about just you.
Got it.
You're like, he's a person.
You got to bring it home.
He's a person, man.
I think that's why I was so moved by what we were talking about earlier. And I just kept thinking of all these great things you're doing. And it's like, you know, you just got to protect it.
But imagine this. Imagine this, Jason. Imagine this. Imagine right now you're mm-hmm. sitting here. Chris, Will, Simon, you guys are all here, mm-hmm. right? And you've been with us on this journey, right? you guys have all seen
They've
it,
all
right?
seen it, yep.
You hear about all the things that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. You hear my passion for it. Mm-hmm. You see the lives, literally, that are going to change by this,
yep.
right? Imagine I do something stupid.
I know. It's
right? And then you got to sit there.
I know.
You got to sit there and you got to condemn me. You have to, right?
Or at least not side. You might not have to condemn, but you can't.
No. If I did something
oh, yeah,
like
that,
this,
yeah.
You're going to have to be like,
yeah, that's tough.
And then you're sitting there, you're like, but.
I know OC.
I know that guy.
Yeah, it's tough.
True.
And there's people right now who's feeling that way
yeah.
about him.
I know, because, you know, we all say things, and I'm not trying, I'm, no excuses.
Yeah.
I'm just making this personal because that's what we do.
Yep.
It's easy to just attack. How many times have I called you and you've been like, you're going to have to calm down?
Yeah, like, just chill. Yeah. Yeah.
What if that was an email?
Yep.
You know, so there's no excuse for any behavior. And to your point, OC, the way you put it is the best. I mean, there's so much hope for the future.
Yeah.
Because we now, there are a lot of people sacrificing in all kind of ways and some that aren't good for change to happen.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate the NFL's stance on this change as a former player. Mm-hmm. I really do. I really do. And I just, like I said, I can look at the back of the helmets.
Yeah.
And what are on some players' helmets by what put on what they want, whatever cause, quote, anything that they can put. I never thought I'd see that, and I see that. You know, their stances. We do not allow this.
You know, speaking of people, right? You know who the commissioner is a person. You know.
Yes, he is.
He's a human being.
Man, he gets
a human being.
I know.
It's. Maybe people think that he's protected by a money bulletproof vest,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Because he gets paid.
Some vibranium.
You got to sit there.
Yeah.
You got to sit there.
Yeah.
While people are just, and you just got to sit there.
What about the draft? I always think, why the booing? It just shocks me. It just, I'm like, why? But you know what? He gets up there, and he does what he does.
But these are just people, man. This world is crazy.
You know, people need someone to attack, and that's unfortunate. And to your point, when there is an issue, people will attack that person even more and not even stop to the point where they go, they're human. We all make mistakes. This
we
isn't
right.
We don't, it's too easy to go full throttle. Like you and I always
look. You think that's in our nature to do that?
I think it's easier to do that. And it's selfish. It's selfish. You know, it's hard. It's that old quote, you know, walk a mile in someone else's mm-hmm. shoes. What we always do is we say, this is how we think. This is what we feel. Let me put myself in their shoes and see if I change.
Yeah.
See if I see it at a different angle. So what I love about art and why I started art history in school is like, look at the picture from different angles. It changes mm-hmm. from different perspectives, same picture, but I'm, you know, just all different angles and it becomes something new. And I was like, wow, okay. Well, let me address life like that. Let me go in different corners of the room and figure out, does this room change? And I think because we're fascinated by people and their perception of life, it allows us to be more conscientious of what we don't know.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean,
I literally was just, as we were talking,
yeah.
and we're talking about his legacy and this, and it just occurred to me that for the past day or two, mm-hmm. I hadn't even thought of him as a human being. I hadn't.
You just thought of the action.
Just thought of what he did.
Right.
And it, just, I hadn't thought of him as a living, breathing, yep. just a person.
Yeah, that has to go home and feels terrible.
It's crazy.
Yep. And you, the one point you said that I really like is, you know, everyone around that's like, they can't, they just, man.
Imagine how they're feeling.
Yeah. Never thought about that. We do not. Hey, listen, you know where we stand on what he did.
Yeah. It was wrong.
But once you get past that, there's another conversation to be had. Something else happened this weekend.
Mm. Are we talking about Lamar Jackson's is an incredible performance? You want to talk about
we,
that?
We can talk about
you
that.
You want to talk about
he
that,
He is
Jay
incredible.
Bro? I mean, did you see what I saw?
Did you see
Brian Baldinger do the breakdown?
No, I didn't see Brian. I didn't see his breakdown.
You got to watch it, Jason.
Ooh, I like his Baldy's breakdowns.
You
got to
watch
nice.
It, Jason.
They're nice, though. They're nice.
I saw this a couple of days ago, and I laughed. Uh-huh. I laughed so hard, Jason.
What did you see?
Obviously, you know the numbers he put up.
Yeah, it was. I mean, he brought them back.
Ridiculous. Numbers,
he brought
right?
them back.
Right? You got to see how he did it.
It was amazing.
Pockets?
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. You got to watch it.
Yeah.
And
I didn't see the breakdown, but I saw the game. So,
oh, yeah, my God. It is fascinating.
They said, we're going to make you be a quarterback.
That's exactly what they said.
And he did.
And that is exactly what he did, Jason.
I know.
Open lanes for him to run.
And he's
like, first read, yep. second read, third read, back to his first read.
Yak. Yep.
First read, second, just.
Yeah.
Boom. Ordinarily, what would he have done? Taken off.
And they wanted to show him those run lanes so he felt comfortable to take off. It's like, we're going to give you this, bro.
Nah.
Because we're going, yeah.
Sat in that pocket. And I got to be honest with you, I am so proud of the Baltimore Ravens,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And the coaching staff.
Yeah.
I am
got a lot of heat
so
on them.
Proud yeah. of that.
Yeah.
Because there's two ways they could have gone.
Yeah.
They could have gone the easy way.
Yep.
Which is what they've been doing. Or they could have went the hard way, which is what we saw them start to do earlier in the year.
Yeah.
And it is paying. There can literally be no quarterback in the NFL better than Lamar Jackson if he's able to do that.
Oh, if he can do both. I mean, we've never seen anything like that.
You've never seen
nothing.
Never seen anything like that before.
If he can do that, I mean, obviously there are people with more arm talent, but if he can do enough.
He's got elite arm strength.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. I mean, he's next level. We're talking.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. If he can sit in the pockets and he can also do the things that we've seen him do before, he can flip back and forth at any point. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do, Jason?
You're not gonna do anything.
You can't do anything.
No. It's funny, man. You see this happening through the league, too. I mean, you see what's happening in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes. It's a team sport, right? This is the beauty. And he's turning the ball over. He's doing things because he feels like, I got to throw for us to win. I got to. Every time he's throwing, he's like, I got to score like 14 points on this. You can only get six, bro. You know, like, but that's how he's playing. And it's because there's no balance of how they're not running the ball. They're not doing the things that they need to counter with because this is how teams are making you play.
Yep.
And everything to your point on Baltimore was they were directly attacking Lamar and making him counter and adjust. This is the game. This is why this game is so beautiful. You cannot stand on the top of the mountain in this game for long because everybody below is going to build.
Yep.
Build weapons to come break that wall down, right?
Ain't nothing you can do to this guy.
If he keeps doing that, if he keeps evolving and he keeps playing like that, one thing I will say about Lamar Jackson is, my goodness, like, can you feel the way he leads when you look at it? Like, the way that team rallied around that dude?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's got it.
Yeah.
He's got that it factor. Where they are riding with him. I saw the linemen and how they kind of pick him off the ground or just, you know, when he makes a play. It's different. You know how some dudes make a play and they just make a play?
Yeah.
But other dudes make a play and everybody makes
excited.
A play?
Yeah.
That's what you see with him.
I mean,
you're right. AFC, man, I don't know what's going to happen.
Tough.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Tough, though. We know who won't be there. Who Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, they won't. They won't.
Look at the smile. Look at Chris's smile.
Pittsburgh ain't going to be there. The Bills are nasty.
Oh, for sure.
Bills are nasty. Baltimore's nasty.
Yeah.
Cleveland's nasty if they can get it together. Yeah. I mean,
like Cleveland.
Yeah, it's.
I enjoy Cleveland. Yeah.
Man. All right, we got a game I want to talk about real quick because we are doing it live. Okay. We are in the booth. We are flowing. We are going.
Mm-hmm.
We are not rowing because I don't row.
No, you know that's a good machine, the little row machine.
Yeah, but
right?
I don't row in the water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Can you swim?
Of course I could. That is such a racist comment.
Is it?
Straight. You went, yes, you racially profiled me.
You think I did?
Yep, and I love it.
I've racially profiled somebody
I
before.
I love it.
I racially profiled a guy on the train.
What did you do?
I got off the train.
You asked me if I could swim. Hey, man, there's a great book on that.
I know. I asked you if you could swim because you said you don't row in the water.
Yeah,
and
yeah. I row on because you called me out. I do row on the row machine.
But you don't row in the water.
Nah.
So I just.
You thought maybe it's
maybe because you can't swim.
Yeah,
so you'd be scared to row in the water.
Yeah.
No, I racially profiled you.
Yeah,
I did.
You African Nigerian profiled a black American.
Black American, yeah.
It felt good, though.
You know, that stereotype doesn't apply for, like, Africans.
No.
We swim.
Of course.
They know we can swim.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's true.
I love it. Jags versus the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Can a jaguar swim? I think it can.
I know a jaguar can. Yeah. I don't know about a jaguar.
Oh, yeah, jaguar.
Yeah.
Why do I say jaguar? I'm so West Coast.
Yeah, you're also West Coast.
I mean, this is what I talk. But, yes, a jag.
Most big cats. I think
swim.
All big cats can
swim. Very well, right?
Yeah
so
swim.
Both these animals can swim well.
Imagine you saw a lion in the sea.
Oh, geez.
Just.
But it would be so majestic with the hair. If you it come out. What if the lion came out of the sea and just went and shook his hair?
Yeah.
And it just was flowing. What if it came out with some shampoo? And that's too much, man.
How did you go to shampoo?
I don't know. I went too far.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
I went from like to questionably,
something that was
like,
realistic
yeah,
to something
to
that
something
was
like,
just,
why did I have to put shampoo in the lion's hair?
Yeah, I
don't know, bro.
It's a little much.
I went too far. But you see, I stopped myself.
Yeah, you
that's
did.
That's the key.
You knew.
You got to stop yourself before you go over the ledge.
Life lessons. It's a life lesson.
Jags versus
before
the
you send
Dolphins.
Out that email.
Don't you send before you send out that stop talking about the lion and the shampoo.
One, two, before you hit
before me. you no.
No.
Not today.
No.
No. No. Jags versus Dolphins. I'm excited we get to do the game.
Mm.
I'm really excited, OC, because truth be told, you know I love great quarterbacks.
Mm.
And to get to see Trevor Lawrence up close, I'm going to be able to see mannerisms on the sideline, everything he does, and you're going to critique me critiquing him.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
How much – I want to know, how much does the NFL pay you? Because you're doing a really good
job. You like that?
Yeah.
Am I selling it?
Yeah, it was real good.
It's good.
Yeah. How much are they paying you? Because
you negotiate my contracts.
You're doing a great job selling this game.
OC, you negotiate my contracts. Don't act like you don't know how much I get paid. Don't you act like you don't know. Everybody.
I'm trying to keep a straight face.
Man gonna act like he don't know.
Listen, we have the Miami Dolphins coming over. I got to be honest with you. The Miami Dolphins, they are and the Jacksonville Jaguars, actually, now that I think about it, their quarterback. Quarterback. You got to do your hand like this. That quarterback.
But you got to keep your back straight. I think we're done.
It's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a great game.
At least you know it's going to be a good game.
Listen.
Neither one of them was playing defense.
It's going to be action.
It's going to be action.
And I love desperate teams.
Yeah.
Desperate football is fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you desperate don't want to go back really after this.
Yeah.
After a loss.
100%.
Right? 100%. So you out there, you know what it is?
Yeah.
It's a boxer that's like, yo, I gotta throw haymakers.
Those be the best fights.
Right?
Those are the best fights.
That's what I'm talking about this game.
Yeah.
Brian Flores is not a punk.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just start. Their coach is real.
Yeah.
And I want to see this quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, come out here and show everybody I am here to stay.
you want to see a good game. Ignore the team's records.
Forget the team's records.
Forget the team's record. Are these two teams good? No. They're not.
Right.
They're bad teams.
Yes.
But you want to see a good game. And you are going to 100% see a very good game. These two teams match up very well against each other. I think offensively they're going to be able to score points against each other.
Boom.
You want excitement, you're going to get that.
Boom.
So forget the records, man.
Absolutely. You know what? You made it. This is, and we're going to end on this unless you have something better to say than me.
Nope.
I have paid a lot of money to watch fights,
yeah,
right? You will watch the best fighter. And then, you know them undercards you watch and you like, ooh. But the fight that was seven fights before this,
yeah,
where are them dudes at?
Yeah, I want to see them.
Boom.
That's this.
There you go. Shout out to all our listeners. Please watch us. We are live on the BBC for the game. I don't know what channel. I don't know what time. It doesn't matter. Just find us. Me and OC will be active. It'll be fun. It'll be entertaining.
Yeah.
Holla at us. And the 10-year-old young man that listens to us, we got a lot of love for you. Uprise.
Hola, hola, mamacita. Call me, me for thunder. It's your buddy, Woman Wonder. Strike me lightning, thunder. Why you looking like it's August? It ain't even summer. What's it on your bumper? Tell me, what's your name and number?
I get numbers when I'm on the street, but I do not talk too much. Jump out gang on the street from the way, but I do not talk too much.